now, 7 after the hour on Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of us are concerned about what's going on in North Korea, not from the perspective of whether we give a damn about the North Koreans or not, because we don't. Well, human beings that are there, I guess we would, but not leadership. But the impact on America and American states. So Hawaii is something that a lot of people are concerned about, but even closer to North Korea, by 6 hours as you head west, is the tiny island of Guam. Richie and I have both been on Guam, and with that comes a connection to a lot of the people who listen to us on K57 in Guam every evening, because it's 9 hours ahead. Let's see here, Greenwich Mean Time, 5 hours from nine, so 14 hours ahead, so it's 9 o'clock at night there, right? It's nine as
wow.
The
crow
flies.
Wow, this math is hurting my brain.
Really? Okay. Well, at any rate,
I don't but it sounds right to me. I trust you.
There are a lot of things that we might want to think about with regard to our connection to the folks on Guam, mm-hmm. and their vulnerability, shall we say, even though we all know that this the Porky Pig who's running North Korea isn't really going to do anything.
Right, but they are all out there by themselves, which is
Guam is. They have a big base there. And so one of the people that we've become very good friends with over the years is John Anderson, who used to be on K57, did the morning program there for a long time, and now is the editor-in-chief of the Mariana's Variety Guam Edition. We're going to talk to him about what he knows. Then later on in the hour, we have our Queen of Cheap with deals for today. I was going to say Jennifer. Jennifer doesn't know what the deals are, but Roberta knows what the deals are.
I sure do. We've got ways for you to save loads and loads of money on SeaWorld. We also have a really neat item that would make a terrific like wedding favor or Sweet 16 favor, and it's totally unique, and you're going to love that, too. And plus, we have freebies from CVS and ThredUp.
All right, so that's coming up later on in the hour. Jennifer, you have Television Report, too, coming up. What's going on in TV that we ought to know about?
I do. Some casting news. Pee-wee Herman has a brand new job.
I know.
Okay. Been waiting for that.
Yeah. Big Adventure Part 2.
Yep. All right, in a moment we meet John Anderson from Guam. In the meantime, I would like you to think about the status of your health and well-being. How is your heart? Most people, by the time you get in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, even if you feel great, you should be concerned about what's going on inside your body, inside your heart, especially after decades of less than optimal diet, not a lot of exercise, too much stress, few extra pounds, other bad habits. That's why Dr. Ken recommends that you check your blood for cholesterol. High cholesterol is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, strokes, that sort of thing. So take what Dr. Ken is, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Take what he has to say, not with a grain of salt, but with the weight in which it is meant. Know what your cholesterol levels are and do something about it. One of the great things that we recommend here is the usage of Cardiol. Ken uses it with many of his patients. And people say all the time, so how do I know what my cholesterol level is? And I am so glad you have asked, because now Cardiol has a cholesterol test that you can do at home. And it gives you all your cholesterol numbers. And we're going to give away some of those with a Cardiol trial. Here's the story. What you do now at 888-809-6424 is be the fifth caller. You'll get a free cholesterol home test kit. Call 888-809-6424. If you've not signed up for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, now's the time to do that. Pay shipping and handling, but in order for you to see what it's doing, test your cholesterol today before you start using Cardiol, and then 30 days from now, after you've gone through the free 30-day trial, you test it again and keep testing it so that you know as you take Cardiol how well it's doing. 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug for the free cholesterol home test kit. Be the fifth caller. Every fifth caller gets a free cholesterol home test kit at 888-809-6424. Call them now.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're seeking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
13 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and now one of our favorites, John Anderson, who for many years was the wake-up host on K57 Radio on Guam. After doing it for a number of years, he was smarter than I was. I can't seem to not do this, John, but you got away from it and now are working as the editor-in-chief of the Marianas Variety Guam edition. What is that, a daily newspaper?
It's a daily newspaper Monday through Friday. How you doing, Doug?
I am well, thank you. And how about you? It's great to hear your voice.
Doing great. And just got home, as a matter of fact. This is good timing because this is what time I usually get home now. I used to be asleep by this time of night.
I know. Well, but one of the things that we find fascinating as people understand the culture of time is how it is different. You're 14 hours ahead of us, so you're now 9:15 local time at night in Guam, right?
Yes, that is correct.
We all used to...
Where America starts its day.
Starts its day, exactly right. And then we have all of the... You came back to the States for a while, then you went back there. What is there about Guam that's in your blood or gets into people's blood? Because you're not native Guamian.
No, I'm not. Of course, I'm married to a Palawan lady, and so she likes the islands. And I've grown to love this place and these islands. At one time, I used to keep track of how many islands I'd set foot on, and after the list got to about 100 or so, I quit counting.
What do people in America, just to refresh people who may or may not have been with us on our trips to Guam, just describe the island of Guam and a little refresher course in history as to how important it was to the American fight in World War II.
Well, Guam has been a territory of the United States since 1898, so it's a long, long time. But we won it basically when we won the Spanish-American War, and that's a whole separate.
That's amazing. The Spanish-American War, and we win an island in the middle of the Pacific.
Exactly. Well, we also won Cuba and the Philippines and a few other things that went along with
it. We did. Hey, how'd that Cuba thing work out for you?
But Guam is a beautiful, beautiful island. It's right in the middle of the Western Pacific in the chain called the Mariana Islands. You may have heard of the Marianas Trench because that's the deepest point in the Pacific Ocean or in any ocean on the globe. And it's named for this chain of islands that we are a part of, because the islands that stick up above the water are the peaks of the mountains that go all the way down to the depths of the Marianas Trench.
So Guam is not going to flip over like that congressman was worried about?
If you build the, remember that? The congressman was worried that if you expand the Anderson Air Force Base on the one side of Guam, that it might flip over.
I know.
He was the guy who just found out the world wasn't flat the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how far, just again, geographically, I remember when we were there, there were more Japanese tourists there than anything else because you're only 2 hours from Tokyo, right?
About 3 hours, yeah.
3 hours. Right. How is service, by the way, just Continental running the daily service from the islands back to Hawaii and elsewhere, and now United took it over. Any difference in the service? Still as easy to get there?
Well, there's more seats. United has put 777s on the route between Honolulu and Guam, which added about 100 seats a day each way to those flights. It's a little easier to get a seat now than it used to be.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the service, I hear some people who fly business class, they don't like the United Airlines domestic configuration for their 777. That's a little bit of carping by people who like to be treated like kings.
All right, so now in terms of geography, because you're close to Japan, that means you're how far away from North Korea?
North Korea is about maybe 2,400 kilometers or about 1,500 miles away from here.
All right.
And so, we have regular flights. We have daily flights to Korea, South Korea, from here, and they take about 3.5 hours, a little bit longer to go to Korea than to go to Japan.
So a missile from North Korea would take how long to get to Anderson Air Force Base?
A couple hours, probably.
Okay. In that time, we'd have plenty of time to shoot it down, right?
Well,
they don't have the technology yet. It's on its way.
Mm. And hang on, I'm looking for a piece of wood here to pound on.
So what's the feeling on the island now that that nutcake Kim Jong Ding Dong has access to the button and is starting to throw around all of his rhetoric? How is everybody feeling on Guam?
The feeling here is one of complete complacency, I think. I don't believe that people are really worried about
him.
Yeah.
They
think that he's got the finger on a button that may or may not be able to be aimed accurately at Guam. And in any case, he's never tested a missile to fly this far. They've got the Taedong 1, 2, and 3, and those are their long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. And theoretically, they've got the range, but they've never been tested.
Isn't that interesting? The news media over here, as you know, is loaded with, they're going to get Guam, they're going to get Hawaii, they're going to get Austin, Texas. And yet the people who live on the island seem to care less.
Well, and all around the world, nobody's taking, everybody looks at him as a joke and them as a joke and is taking it not seriously at all. But you guys are within range, and so obviously there's a little bit more concern than Austin, Texas, or even Hawaii for you guys. But realistically, you don't see it as a threat.
Well, I will tell you this. We're happy that the Secretary of Defense and the United States military is taking him seriously to the point where they feel that they need to beef up Guam's defenses a little bit, so they're sending a couple of those high-altitude interceptor batteries that are operated off flatbed trucks.
Right.
They're sending them from Fort Bliss in Texas out here. They're on their way now. Right. They're also sending out a sea-mounted radar system, sophisticated radar system that looks similar to an offshore drilling oil rig, but it floats, and it's being towed out this way. So the U.S. is taking him seriously because he does have the potential to be...
Yeah, he's always got to be, what's the old expression, better safe than sorry. John, you're a pal. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you, and it's good to know what's going on in Guam as far as this is concerned and other things, too.
Half a day,
patient.
John.
Half a day.
Hey,
John.
Call me anytime, guys.
Anderson, thanks from Guam here on Good Day.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Music Awards last night, my friend Charles Steinauer got his picture taken with Kelly Clarkson, Richie.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Kelly Clarkson, number one during this week in 2006 with Walk Away. How many other songs can we, in our mind, Jennifer, think about that made it at least into the top 10 country-wise for Kelly Clarkson?
Off of one CD, I was just listening to a Kelly Clarkson CD the other day,
not
and there were
country,
at least
though,
five hits. No, she's only had a couple of country songs cross over, I think. But she's really, she shows up at all the country events. She's managed,
interesting.
She's managed by Reba McEntire's husband.
Ah, okay. That would be a reason for showing up.
And she is the one who kind of stands out as anti-idol, isn't she? She kind of slaps them in the face every
How
now
so?
And then. Well, I mean, she shows up on the opposing television show.
Oh, The Voice and
the
that
Voice.
Sort of, yeah, right, okay.
And what was it about? Was it a few years ago where she wouldn't let them use her song? Or?
Yeah, now she does, but there was a year when she didn't.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our Queen of Cheap report. Find out how the work that Roberta's done all weekend long, slaving in her kitchen to find us the deals.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of
dragging my knuckles, looking for stories, rooting around.
25 past the hour on your day. All right, just get to the work here, will you please?
Well, we got a great idea for if you need a favor for a wedding or a sweet 16 or just a gift for someone that's kind of unusual. New York Photo members, you can get custom photo playing cards. And what it is, it's a deck of cards, and it has whatever picture you want on the deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're getting married. You can put, like, you and your honey on that, or you can put your kid on a sweet 16, or you can put
I had
put
a friend who did
else.
This for her mom, did a deck of cards with pictures of all of the kids.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, because That's her cute. Mom got together with her friends and played cards every week, and it was really a neat idea.
It's only $5, so
Can't
beat that. Now, if you want to go to SeaWorld in 2013.
Of course, I would be the Joker. You know that, right?
Oh, of course you would be.
You'd be the queen. Keep going.
No, I'm the queen. I'm the queen. We've got tons of discounts for SeaWorld for this year. We have buy one day, go all year free. We have multi-park discounts. We even have free admission for military and for teachers. Too much to list just here, so you got to go to DougStephan.com and check it out. You can save loads of money. If you use those sterile alcohol swabs, and actually, you know what? I carry those with me just to, like, disinfect my hands and surface, like telephone surfaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get them absolutely free at CVS. We tell you how to do it. It has a great coupon. Doesn't expire until the end of the month, so you can go and buy quite a few of them. And there's also a website that's starting up. It's called ThreadUp. Now, they started out doing children's clothing, where you could buy consignment children's clothes, really cheap. You could either consign the clothes or buy them there. Well, they're starting a women's division now. It's not up and running yet, but if you sign up now, you're going to get all sorts of special deals on it. So just show you how to do that, and you can also get $5 for every one of your friends who signs up, so that'll be credited to your account. So this is a great idea. You can sell your consignment clothes, you know, or you can buy them from the consignment place instead of having to lug all your stuff there in the trunk of your car.
Huh.
So you'll find all this great stuff at DougStephan.com. Just look for the Queen of Cheap section. Whole lots of other deals and discounts there, too. So check out the whole section.
And then look over at the supermarket guru Phil Leppert's take on the rewards programs that are being offered by big supermarket chains. He is the king when it comes to knowledge about food and food shopping, where you go, how you get it. And so he's going to help you out. Make smarter food decisions. Get the information from Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, and make great decisions on how to save money by checking out the Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com. In the next half hour, we look at the way the judge struck down the age limits on the morning after pill, plus the secret to success. All right here. It's 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In the wake of scandals rocking the Catholic Church, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael D'Antonio has just written Mortal Sins.
One of the reasons I thought it was important to write Mortal Sins was to put the scope of the sexual abuse scandal on display for everyone to understand. Case by case, it's hard to recognize, but there have been more than 500 Catholic priests sent to prison for child abuse in the United States alone. There have been thousands of lawsuits. There have been more than $3 billion paid in settlements. Tens of thousands of people have been abused. There have been cases where single priests have molested or raped 200 or more children. As much as people might get upset with lawyers who bring lawsuits against big institutions, they perform an amazingly positive function on behalf of the little guy who's been abused. And in this case, American lawyers brought these suits. They forced documentation out of chanceries and church offices across America, and those implicated figures in other parts of the world. There are many, many cases yet to evolve and be resolved fully, and until something profound changes in the way the church encounters the world, these secrets are going to come out slowly, painfully, and continue to torture the institutional church.
Michael D'Antonio, author of Mortal Sins, Sex, Crime, and the Era of Catholic Scandal. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The day are here on Good Day. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. Secrets. How many people here have secrets? Raise your hands, please.
You can't see us.
I can feel.
That's the secret.
I can feel.
The secret is you can't see us.
How many of you think the secret to success is luck? Raise your hands.
No.
You make your own luck.
Some people say there's a part of it, but you know.
Successful people have a drive that is so strong that they're willing to roll over anybody and anything to get what they want. Is that the secret to success? Most successful people, whether measured by money or happiness or both, get their success by personal achievement. And the unspoken secret of success is just doing better than you are expected to do. And it can be in any measure that you want. I use money, happiness. I have found over the years of my own experience that I found young people. I knew, for example, a 23-year-old who at the first job was a star. Moved up fast. His name is Kevin Straley. Richie, you know him?
Yes.
He is a very successful radio programmer, a very smart fellow, and also a good human being. And he loved this business. His first job was working for me as the producer of my program. He was 19 years old.
And yet he's still successful.
And he's still... But I think we can all pick out people who have been hired to do a job, and they glommed onto it, and they succeeded. They worked at it, and they had a personal satisfaction. You could tell, whenever you're around Kevin, you can tell he's satisfied with his job, with his life, with what he knows. He's happy with his family, that sort of thing. And I look upon him, frankly, as a teacher, at least in the category of radio. You probably, in your own work, can find somebody like that. That you, maybe you're a person who fills the bill when it comes to that description. The only reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of people who we have today that are expecting to have something for nothing. Sadly, it comes true. For some people, they do get things for nothing.
We were just having this conversation with some of the parents over the weekend because of the way that kids are. It's okay if you don't win. Mm-hmm. We were having the dodgeball conversation. That's what it was. How dodgeball was banned from that one school district because they felt it was mean and you know, and they didn't want anybody to be a loser and feel bad and out of place. And the reality of life is
it
is mean, just like dodgeball, and you need to know what it feels like to lose so that you can know what it feels like to win and know what it takes to win.
Okay, so let me use a baseball analogy. May I?
Sure.
This is the first home game at Red Sox Stadium, Fenway Park. One of the great players of all time was Ted Williams. Ted Williams really had what it took. So in his first season, his batting average was .400. The manager wanted him to sit out the last game of the season to guarantee that he'd go in the record books as the youngest guy to have a .400 batting average at the end of the season. If he had gone hitless, his batting average would have gone down under .400 for the year. He refused the manager's request to stay out of the lineup. He got up and he hit a home run. So his season finale was .406. He knew he was going to hit the ball out of the park.
Well, baseball is a mind game, just like everything.
It really is.
You can tell when people's head is not, when they're not in the right spot, they can't hit anything. Great players can't, you know. Yeah. So, and that's the same thing when you're in life. I think you're absolutely right with that. And when your head is not in the right place, you don't get the success that you're looking for.
I watch this young kid for the Nationals now, Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is a machine. And he just says, I'm going to go do this. And a lot like Tiger Woods used to be. Tiger Woods, you could not beat him when he was on top of his game.
He got his mental adjustment.
He was unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And you look at people like that, you know, the Cal Ripkins and the Ted Williams, and you're just like, what do they do mentally to get themselves in such a place where you are just unbeatable?
Yep. Think about that. There are lots of great stories and books about it, but think in terms of what you want out of your life today and this week and this month and this year, the rest of your life. You want to be unbeatable? Richie's got a pretty good idea there. Think about that. Actually, I was well, my mind bounces around. There's a feminist group known Femen. F-E-M-E-N. You want to Google that? Richie will jump right on it. F-E-M-E-N.
Not sure I want that in my search registry here.
Femen.
But. Femen. These women staged protests all across Europe this past weekend, and they labeled it the topless jihad. You can find pictures of them pretty much everywhere today. They posted naked images of themselves online with the words, I own my body. It's not the source of anyone's honor. Let's see here. The head of the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice called for the death of these women because of their obscene actions. And that led to an epidemic all around. It started in the Ukraine, Italy, Belgium, Sweden, France. So there are pictures. I can't post them at DougStephan.com, even though I would like to.
Even though you're looking at them right now.
I am looking at them right now. Very true, Roberta. I'm looking at these pictures right now. And some of the things are hysterical. Some of the things I just can't say on the air that they have tattooed across their bodies, across their chests.
Not tattooed, just
kind of written, written magic marker
black
or something.
Ink or something like that.
And most of them, freedom is not a disease. There was a woman who had been one of these, the Tunisian woman, remember her name, Amina, I think was her name. But there are mosques all around Europe because the Muslims are getting very important in Europe. So these women were taking off their shirts in front of the mosques and putting blank your morals. Blank, you can imagine what the blank is.
Right.
Bare breasts against Islamism. There are millions of Aminas in the world. Liberate women. And again, the Islamists, you know, all the people that yell and scream about Islam. And there's a confrontational, really good photo of a woman bare-breasted in front of a mosque, in front of, what do they call them? The what's the name of the priest or the minister? It's what do they call a leader of a mosque? Come on.
The imam.
The imam, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So this woman's standing in front of the imam, and he's looking right at her chest.
Of course.
Well, of course. Sneak a peek.
Right.
Hello.
Right. You know, I will say, when you first told me what this is, what this was, no interest, because usually these women, not very attractive.
Right, very attractive, right.
These girls are pretty hot, actually.
you guys are so easy. Here is this group of brave women going up against the establishment of this religion that wants to kill them. Wow. And we're just looking at their looks.
Well, they're going up against pretty much everything.
Freedom
blank,
for women on
blank religion, blank church, blank government, blank Putin, blank
topless jihad.
It's just pretty much blank everything and everybody. Yeah. I can't see anything that they haven't said blank to.
Lots of pictures, Richie.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
And anything we miss, blank that too.
Right, exactly.
The morning after pill. This is pretty controversial. A federal judge has ordered that the most common morning after pill be made available over the counter for all ages. Instead of requiring a prescription for girls under 16, no more do the young women under 16 have to get a prescription. It is a question which certainly has a lot of people talking. And whether you're in New York or Los Angeles or Boise, Idaho, doesn't make any difference. The judge is Edward Corman, Eastern District of New York, accused the Obama administration of putting politics ahead of science. He concluded the administration had not made its decisions based on scientific guidelines. The administration had said no morning after pill unless you got a prescription if you're under 16. I don't know who took this to court, but now the court has been reversed. And so the politicians are scrambling to try to figure out what to do. What should they do, Roberta?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Okay. So they should do nothing.
They should do nothing.
Jennifer, what do you think they ought to do?
I'm going with nothing.
Okay. Richie, what should the administration or legal authorities do about this reversal so that there's no age limit for the morning after pill for girls of any age?
I'm going to leave it up to me to talk to my daughter about what she should do, not the government.
I'm going
to
tell you why, because I think that it's not so hard to get the morning after pill. They're getting them already. So yeah. I don't think that, I mean, as much as I'd like to say, there should be an age limit, I think the kids are already getting them. Hmm. So I don't know. It's kind of a pointless thing. I think it just ends up costing us more money when you put on more, when you start adding in rules.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich, how old is your daughter now?
6.
Wait 10 years.
Hmm. Well, we didn't have to wait 10 years.
Here's where Roberta tells me I'm wrong about everything I think because I just haven't experienced.
You're a man.
You're going to talk to your daughter about it. Fine. But do you think your daughter's going to talk to you?
About it?
I would hope that she would talk to one of us. Just because you can't get your daughter to talk to you
about it. Talk to me about everything.
Yeah, I know they do. So why are you saying that?
Because most children don't.
Different for a father than it is a mother.
Oh, so you're the exception.
No, because I also talk to my daughter about... No, I'm not saying I'm a perfect mom, but I talk to my daughter about, how kids can talk to their parents. And, and she actually says to me, thanks for being such a cool mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because most kids cannot talk to their parents about these things.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, what goes on in your house? Well, what do you think? Never mind what goes on in your house as much as whether or not you think the judge was wrong and the age limit needs to be put back on the morning after pill.
No, I don't think an age limit needs to be on there.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3 people of our group of 5 who say that this is an A-OK thing. Richie says he's going
to talk to
his daughter.
Well, I don't want to say it's A-OK. I just don't think
I don't agree that it should be out there. I just don't want government involved in it anyway.
That's my point of view.
All right, government should not be involved at all.
I just think parents...
In setting a limit on whether...
Yeah, I'm just tired of government trying to parent, and I want to parent.
Okay.
I don't want them to parent for me.
All right, that's fair enough. And I think that probably this would be an interesting question on Facebook if you word it cautiously, Kenny. I'd like to know what people are thinking about this, but there's a caution sign attached to it. No caution for Jennifer, though. She can go right for it in a moment. She has our television update here on Good Day.
Over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs.
teas, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. Carry on, carry on. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before awards season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit Tablespoon.com/TheMunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, Jen Jen is here, 13 before the hour. Doug's good day. I finally figured out why that woman who stars in Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Anna Chomsky.
Yeah, she was in My Girl. She was
she
a,
was
child
a kid in My Girl.
Yeah.
I just realized that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
yes,
this, there was something about her face. My Girl was, what, 15 years ago?
Had to be, yep.
At least. What a cute thing.
I know. She's all grown up now.
Pregnant, too. Okay. Mm. What about it, Jen Jen?
Scandal.
The new show for AKA.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's AKA, but I'll give you a hint. He's not pregnant, thankfully, but he was a star. Well, I guess we can't call him a child star. Pee-wee Herman, Paul Reubens, has joined the cast. He's got a new job. They're taking a risk on him, but I think this is going to be a good one. He's joined the cast of ABC's One
Upon a
Time
spinoff.
Why are they taking a risk?
The guy's sitting in an X-rated movie theater and... And he gets caught.
He's a funny guy, though, man.
He's a funny guy. And he's going to be in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, which is a spinoff of ABC's Once Upon a Time. It's all about the Alice in Wonderland characters. He will play the White Rabbit. Uh-huh. Kind of exciting news. Also, some more casting stuff. Wings star Steven Weber has joined TNT's drama pilot, Murder in the First. That series already stars Taye Diggs and Kathleen Robertson. It's a good one. Steve Carell and James Gandolfini will star together in an HBO film called Bone Wars. And speaking of HBO, I know, I don't even want to know what that's about. Speaking of HBO, they're developing a documentary about writer-director Nora Ephron, which is cool. Nora Ephron has such a huge following. Ephron's son, Jacob Bernstein, is behind the project. It's described as an intimate portrait of his mother. Sure. And then Katie Sagal has been cast to play Artie's mom on Fox's Glee.
Katie Sagal's had a nice career, hasn't she?
She really has.
What's the latest on Jay Leno? You got a job yet with Fox?
They're already giving out the details of the new studio for Late Night in New York City.
I don't care about that. I don't know where Jay Leno is going, so I'm going to watch him.
We're
whatever he is. 53.
You guys attempt to hold on to any bit of Johnny 50, Carson that he can.
51 Jay, past the 51
don't
past the.
Go, Jay!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks at Cardiol. I'll tell you how you can get a free cholesterol test kit in a moment, connected to the folks at Cardiol who want to keep your cholesterol and triglyceride level where they need to be. The story about that basketball player, Kevin Ware, and his leg injury. We all know of the horror of how it looked. Yeah. How do you fix something like that, Ken?
He's going to do okay. He had a compound fracture. Compound fractures are when the bone breaks through the skin through a wound. And fortunately, this was a horrendous injury, probably the worst that was ever seen on live TV. But fortunately, orthopedic surgeons commonly fix these. They put a rod into the tibia. You know, you got two bones below the knee. There's a lot of pressure on them. When you go up and jump on them, sometimes these basketball players get these little tiny fractures in them, and they play on them. They play hurt when they should be resting, and you have a little tiny fracture on top of a lot of pressure. You get a nice looking compound fracture, and fortunately, usually in 6 to 12 months, these things heal, and I would predict by October, when the new season is around to practice, he's going to be out there on the floor.
So he's actually lucky that it's a clean break,
exactly,
that they can heal properly.
He had 2 hours of surgery. He had to put inserted a rod in his tibia, and he's going to do okay.
Well,
this is a common procedure that orthopedic surgeons do.
All right, next up with Dr. Ken, the story of many independent doctors who are trying to get together to fight a trend. The trend is that these big hospital corporations are trying to buy physician groups. You practice by yourself, Ken, but there are plenty of, let's say, in the cardio world, people who may, five or six of them, practice different kinds of specialties, and these hospitals are trying to buy up the office, right?
Hopefully I'm not becoming a dinosaur, but doctors are trading their independence, Doug, for steady paychecks from hospitals. This national trend has wide implications, not only for doctors, but also for patients patients' pocketbooks. Often patients don't realize their physicians become a hospital employee until they get their bill. These often will be higher because hospitals can negotiate higher reimbursement rates with insurers. Today, 39% of doctors nationwide are on their own. This is down from an amazing 57% who are independent in the year 2000. Doctors cite the cost of running a practice as the main reason.
Okay, if you don't think there are consequences of the Obama health plan, there's another one of them. Coronary heart disease, you're a cardiologist, so you spend your time around people who have all different forms of cardiovascular disease. Baldness, apparently now, is linked to a higher risk of having heart problems. How do they figure that?
The British Medical Journal this week, male pattern baldness, Doug, it's linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease, the number one killer, but only if it's on the top or crown part of the head. And fortunately for all of us, a receding hairline is not linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease. The link between coronary heart disease and baldness depends on the severity of the baldness.
And also, as long as we're talking about heart disease, here's a study about omega-3s that is actually pretty good. If you want a longer life, this looks like the key to it.
At Harvard Medical School and published in the Annals of Internal Medicine just this week, adults with the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood, Doug, they're less likely to die from a range of causes than those with the lowest level. People with the most circulating omega-3s live about 2 years longer than those with the lowest levels on average. And most of the benefit seems to come from halving the rate of heart disease deaths among people with the high fatty acid levels. This was measured levels, actually, not taking supplements. So you just need to work more oily fish into your diet. My recommendation, at least 2 servings a week of the oily fish is salmon, sardines, or albacore tuna.
All right, but it does sort of underscore the need for cardiol, because cardiol, which we've been talking about here on this program for well over a year, has a great combination of omega-3s, other things that are from the basic fish oil derivatives, right?
Absolutely.
So what do we do overall as far as cardiol is concerned? You're telling your patients now to make sure they're focused and have this every day.
Well, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients, Doug. There's this all-new natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. We use cardiol with our patients because it's an excellent result in as little as 30 days.
Call 888-809-6424. Fifth caller gets a free cholesterol test kit worth $89.95 and also the free 30-day trial for cardiol. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6444.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.